Senate passes bill to posthumously award SFCL Win Cash the Medal of Honor. By Christina Wong on November 10, 2020. The Senate passed a bipartisan bill by unanimous consent on Tuesday that will allow for the posthumous awarding of the Medal of Honor to Army Sergeant First Class Al Win Cash. The passage of the bill will allow for President Donald Trump to honor Cash and his family's sacrifice with the award 15 years after his death. By extending the 5-year statute of limitations for a Medal of Honor awardee after the Heroic Act. On October 17, 2005, Cash's platoon had just left their base in Iraq when the vehicle he was in hit an improvised roadside bomb and erupted in flames. Only slightly injured, Cash pulled out the driver, who was on fire, and extinguished the flames. After a soldier inside opened the hatch door in the back, Cash rushed back and pulled 6 more men out, not stopping even after he caught fire. More than 70% of his body was covered in burns, and Cash died of his wounds 3 weeks later. Before he succumbed to his injuries, he told Stars and Stripes, "I had made peace with God, but I didn't know if my men had yet." Cash was awarded the Silver Star for his heroism. But later, his battalion commander, then Colonel Gary Brito, and Cash's family fought to have it upgraded to the Medal of Honor. A number of veterans also began a grassroots movement to push for Cash to be awarded the Medal of Honor. In 2018, Representative Stephanie Murphy, DFL, who represents the district in which Cash was born and raised, reached out to the family to help. Separately, Representative Mike Waltz, RFL, an Army Green Beret, and Representative Dan Crenshaw, RTX, a Navy SEAL veteran, had been working on it, too. Together, they pushed for then-Defense Secretary Mark Esper to review Cash's case. Esper, in September, agreed that Cash deserved the Medal of Honor but told them they would have to pass a law extending the statute of limitations first. Murphy, Waltz, and Crenshaw introduced a bill that would extend the statute of limitations, which passed in the House last week to much celebration among the military community. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, along with Senators Marco Rubio, RFL, Rick Scott, RFL, Joe Manchin, DWV, Tim Kaine, DBA, Richard Blumenthal, DCT, and Ted Cruz, RTX, then introduced the bill in the Senate. Mr. Cash's incredible bravery on the battlefield in the service of his fellow Americans is worthy of the Medal of Honor, Cotton said in a statement. Although Cash would be the first black soldier to be awarded the Medal of Honor in the post-9/11 wars, his older sister Kasinel Cash White told reporters earlier this month that this award has nothing to do with race. "I won't allow anybody to make it a race thing because he did what he did, not because he was black," she said. "He did what he did because he was a soldier and loved his men. And they loved him in return. They reciprocated that." Murphy, Crenshaw and Waltz expressed gratitude for the Senate finally passing the bill. "I'm so grateful the Senate passed our bill to pave the way for the president to award Al Win Cash the Medal of Honor," said Murphy. "We are now very close to recognizing this unbelievably heroic soldier, who died saving his men, with our nation's highest award for combat valor, which he earned beyond a shadow of a doubt. We are one step closer to properly recognizing Sergeant First Class Al Win Cash for his bravery in risking his own life to save his fellow soldiers," said Crenshaw. "He is deserving of the Medal of Honor, our nation's highest military award for bravery on the battlefield. And we urge President Trump to quickly sign our bill into law to make sure that happens. It's not every day you read an extraordinary story like Al Win Cash's," Waltz said. "His bravery in the face of danger has inspired so many already. And this is a significant step forward to properly recognize him for his heroism. I'm incredibly proud to see both sides of the aisle, in the House and the Senate, come together to honor Cash's legacy and award him the Medal of Honor." Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.